There's a trade war going on between China and the U.S., as you may have heard. Billions of dollars in new tariffs are being levied on aluminum and steel and on recycled paper pulp. As Heather Van Blocklin reports from KJZZ's business desk, the levy on the little-known waste product could bankrupt an already taxed recycling industry.
China's latest round of retaliatory tariffs against the U.S. includes something called recovered fiber materials, basically recycled paper, the newspapers and cardboard that we put in the recycle bin. Recycling trucks collect paper, bundle it up at local centers, and sell it as bales, mostly to China, to be remanufactured into new products. It's the cycle of recycling, and now there's a tariff. Dr. Baizhu Chen is a business professor at the University of Southern California.
This is a huge impact on the paper business in the United States. By taking a unilateral position against other country, U.S. government effectively has causing a huge damage on the global trading system.
The tariff announcement hits an already weakened recycling industry after China announced earlier this year it would no longer import most plastics and other recycled goods from the U.S. Pete Keller is Vice President of Recycling and Sustainability for Republic Services.
Certainly, the impact's been considerable to us in the first quarter. So increased costs, decreased revenue. That doesn't make for a winning equation in today's marketplace.
Municipal recycling programs have spent much of 2018 in crisis mode due to China's import ban. Phoenix, though, has had an edge, according to Rick Peters, Deputy Solid Waste Director for the City of Phoenix.
Part of it is the dry climate from Phoenix really makes the materials being dry makes them easier to separate.
Peter says Phoenix has managed to maintain its trade relationship with China, but the tariff changes all that. Chen says both American and Chinese businesses suffer.
So this will have a big impact. First of all, in China, the paper industry, they are short of feedstock and also have an impact on the recycling business in the United States.
China is by far the top importer of U.S. recycled paper. And without China as the buyer of American recycled paper, the future of U.S. recycling is in doubt. Rick Peters says the nations are heavily reliant on one another.
China's economy has been booming for so long that they developed a huge appetite for our recycled materials. And so they could turn it into new products and then ship them overseas to us in their shipping containers. And then the next thing you know, I think it was like 40% of U.S. Recyclable paper was going to China.
Trade between the two countries is not even. China's exports to the U.S. were $500 billion last year. That dwarfs China's imports from the U.S. at $150 billion.
If China does not go back to buying, it's going to take several years for demand and supply to kind of get matched back up again and to where the price of mixed paper and newspaper goes back up.
Some businesses are not waiting for the governments to resolve the dispute. China's largest paper manufacturer has been buying up U.S. paper mills. That allows it to not only sell directly within the U.S., but also to ship back to China without paying a tariff.
For example, Nine Dragon, which is probably the largest the paper company in China and has been importing waste paper from the United States, they were thinking about investing in the United States to extract pulp from the papers and then sell the pulp into China, which is not in a ban. But now there's a tariff.
In May, Nine Dragons bought paper mills in Maine and Wisconsin from Catalyst Paper Holdings, the Canadian company that owns a closed mill in northern Arizona. In August, China's third-largest recycled paper producer signed a deal to buy a mill in Kentucky.
So the strategy is coming to invest in the United States. They buy the paper mill to process the waste paper. These are much cleaner. These are not classified as recycled products.
And arguably, as Chen says, if the new product is not classified as recycled paper, it would avoid a tariff.
So now, instead of processing that in China, those Nine Dragon, for example, processing the waste paper in the United States.
And it will be manufactured in a paper mill now owned by a Chinese company, not a U.S. one, leaving questions about the future of the U.S. recycling business. Heather Van Blocklin, KJZZ News.